Thinking Digital 2017. It's the after party. Everybody talking about highlights, low lights. Sorry, but there's a few of them
as
well.
We're in Newcastle, mate.
Easy now. Don't make me any enemies yet. And Chris Turner has popped up in conversations, and I've just managed to corner him, perusing the river on the balcony.
Surveying.
That's a better word. So today, how was it? Because it's a really weird kind of audience. I don't think... Did you normally do... You have done tech conferences before?
Yeah. I've done Northern Tech Awards and Wired, and I like it. It's a bunch of smart people in a room, which is my demographic. Like, I guess I started at university, so I'm used to an audience being on the same kind of intellectual page, which sounds hyper-elitist, because it is.
So what happens when you go to the drinking man's clubs?
I put on my accent and I tell him a bit of blue for the dads. No, I also started out in Manchester doing comedy at the Comedy Store and the Frog and Bucket, and yeah, they've got no truck with, you know, some kind of, you know, ooh, fancy little philosophy jokes and quips. So I just, you know, I walk on and be like, hey, here's a joke about cocks. So I can adapt. Sarah Millican said that her aim was to be able to play every room, and I think she did that just before she got famous. You know, you've got to play a room above a pub, and you've got to play an art centre in Stalybridge.
Oh, I saw some of your really early YouTube videos, and you mentioned that you don't have a chin. Your chin is definitely bigger now. What have you done?
I had my jaw snapped. No, I was off of that when I was a child. They were like, you know, that we can fix this. And I'm like, I don't think it's medically that bad. And we're talking about your overbite. But you're grinding away your teeth. I think you're trying to get me to have a chin, mate. It's bigger. That's maybe I've lost weight around it, so it's highlighted the bones. I am like frequently aware that literally it's a matter of millimeters it can be moved forward, and I would look conventionally handsome, according to, you know, some people. Just kind of like, so from like this to kind of, oh, look at that guy, to suddenly, oh, who's Mr. A-list celebrity over there? And it also makes me talk more like I'm John Wayne. I don't know.
You're hanging around too many 3D modelers, definitely. So today, yeah, you took to the stage after Imogen Heap.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, bloody wow.
I mean, robotic hands.
I know. I want some of those gloves. And I was like, I can't even control my hands when I'm moving. I'm just always like moving around and gesture wildly. I bloody want some, though. Like, imagine if you could just cue fucking beats and just be like, and like, you punch someone and put a sound effect into it. It's like, kapow, kablam.
Or just point and you've got auto heckle.
Yeah, just. That'd be great. Yeah. Just each finger can just be, you're a cunt, you're a prick. Sorry for the swears, guys. Sorry, grands at home. My grandmother swears with the rest of them. My mother says she can't swear because it's not nice. So to get around it, she uses like phrases. So not like, see you next Tuesday. If she wants to say that, she'll say, oh, Gladys, she's a member of the Christian Union and the National Trust.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That wasn't just a bit of my stand-up that I've segued in.
So you must not get that many hecklers because you are really, really good at turning stuff around.
Yeah, and I self-deprecate. So as soon as I walk on stage, I'm like, hey, I know I look like this. Therefore, I'm going to make this, you know, thing at myself. So no one's going to go, oh, he's got no chin. Oh, wait, you said he's got no chin. Oh, that's all my ammunition gone.
Disarm
because
them.
I'm monomaniacal. I only focus on mandibles. And then, yeah, if you heckle me, I can just rap. Like, at stag parties, or just be like, oh, you're shit. And I'm like, what was that, mate? Oh, I said you're shit. And then I'm like, all right, drop a beat. Okay. And then just lay into them. And everyone's like, oh, my God, you destroyed Derek. And Derek's there on the floor like, oh, call off the wedding. I'm a social pariah. That's how Derek speaks.
Well, I would expect nothing less. So, yeah, this skill, and I was asked what was, you know, a couple of takeaways. There's two takeaways for me that have been really key. One happened before the conference where I listened to someone who I trust and respect his opinion. It's actually Herb Kim, about how cold showers have absolutely revolutionized his world. Not because he heard it on a podcast, he heard it before. Everybody's been talking about it. And I've been taking cold showers when I've been here and drinking much less coffee. Freaked me out. That was one takeaway. Another one, when you said that your ability to, and I'd love an example of this in a moment, mm-hmm. Your ability to conjure up these rhyming ballads in freestyle, free time, for as long as people can give you objects or words, is done more in the subconscious without you thinking. That kind of blew my mind, because I was convinced you were thinking four lines ahead.
Yeah, so it is that. It is it's a stream of subconsciousness. And if you think ahead, so I said it's not chess. Everyone thinks it's chess. Everyone thinks you're thinking all these moves ahead. But if you do that, you stumble over the move you're making at the moment. So I said it's, you know, it's tennis. It's just hit it where you want it and then hit it again and hit it again. I like that you called them ballads, as if I'm some kind of, hey, nonny, nonny, I bring tales from
afar. Timeless.
Tales from the Holy Land. I am a wandering bard. That was a good Kevin Eldon impression. That was quite good. So, yeah, it happens in the moment. You have to let go. I can't always do it. I didn't warm up before my talk today, so I was kind of aware. I was like, as I was going into that first rap, I was like, oh, I'm not in the right headspace for this, because I like to feel nervous and use that adrenaline to put it into my brain and slow time down, which is another trick to how it works, which is kind of hard for people to grapple
slow
with.
Slow time down.
So by speeding up your brain, you slow time down. So the adrenaline that you get in your, that makes you nervous, that makes sprinters run faster, I visualize it in my head, which means that I can think faster than regularly, which means the time slows down, which means the rapping is much easier. So subconscious adrenaline. I also, you know, it kind of becomes second nature. Like, I don't think that Formula One drivers are thinking about their turns scientifically. They know, and they're thinking about the turn they're on and the turn ahead and the turn ahead of that. But when they're taking that turn, they're, you know, so you might have a grand roadmap in that I know I have to say five suggestions, but I just want to focus on the one thing in the now.
Okay, so I'm going to look around me right now and just... I hope you haven't studied the horizon, because I'm just going to try and pick stuff that
no,
you might...
No, I'm not a romantic poet.
Okay.
I wandered lonely through Gateshead.
So I'm going to go for light bulb.
Okay.
I'm going to go for topiary.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for double glazing.
Double glazing, light bulb, topiary.
How many can you do?
I mean, I can do loads, but I guess we've got a limited amount of time.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're right. You've got to lead into it. Life ring. What are they called? Life preservers? The things that save people.
Yeah, the things that save people. Life flotation devices. Flotation devices.
How are you making
light
it hard
bulbs,
for yourself?
Topiary, double glazing.
And this.
And a pass on a lanyard. Yeah. Or lanyard. Okay. Freestyle off the cuff. Yo, I'm off my guard. I hang low like balls or a nice lanyard. Christian Payne is the name on the front. Laminated. Make sure you know that it's not double glazing. I played it with glass because it's built to last. Corning of the main manufacturers of that. I assume you got to get the double glazing. Got to get the vacuum. Otherwise, the condensation inside cause you calcination. You'll be like, I need to get a new situation. Place it in the little window frame. PVUC. Go down in flames. Yeah. And anyway, I say it is on. I want to be noble like the argon in the middle of a light bulb going over there. See, I don't know if these ones are LED or they're meant to be constructed with a filament. They got the plastic round the side, rubberize it so the water does not get in. And if you're in the water when you swim in and you start to struggle, you start to wave and flail. Yeah, you know your life gonna be saved by a man throwing a life ring down to you. Getting through the circle, jumping right through like a brave dog, diving there. You'll be a legend and I'll be a that I got hedges. I'm a fox, crafty. When I walk through the boxes of the maid, you can see it. Yeah, I got so many be scary scents in the air. Topiary is cutting it down with a little hair trimmer. I would stop eating, drinking, so I get thinner, so I could fit through any maze configuration. When I'm in out in the nation, the countryside, going through Anne Boleyn's, she's got the mazes and then that grin. But the topiary lappers over and the light bulb be so nice. I'm repping and I'm feeling so old. I gotta end it right now, bringing the pitch up. Yeah, the lanyard colour red like a split of ketchup.
I love the twist of the accent at the end.
Yeah, and just trying to ramp it up with pitch just to kind of get it going more exciting and bring it down.
Awesomeness. So in LA, are people confused by the fact you come on English and
yeah,
you
I,
rap
I,
in
I come on and I'm like, hello, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Christopher Turner, sent from the motherland by the Queen, an emissary of the Queen, here to bring hip-hop to... What do you mean? You've already heard of it. I mean, they don't expect me, a posh little boy, to be able to rap, but I've been doing it for a long time. I love hip-hop. I love the art and the beauty of it and the way that you exist in this ephemeral moment. I love it, so I love bringing that to them.
Who do you listen to, actually?
hip-hop artist?
I'm very contemporary. So, you know, the best rapper at the moment is Kendrick Lamar. That would be non-disputed by anyone. And his stuff is amazing. Like, his new track, DNA, from his album Damn, has a bit where he flows in triplets for about a minute without a breath. And that's a thing that you look at and you're like, yes, I want to be able to do that. Making me think, I used to describe hip-hop as circular breathing for the brain, freestyling, which is that's when you're thinking about other things while doing it, but it is not that, as we discussed. I need to change that. I think I put that down somewhere. I need to fix it. I love there's a band called Shabazz Palaces who do really exciting, weird, out there hip hop. You've got people like I guess thinking more music stuff like Thundercat and Flying Lotus, who are doing really, really cool instrumental music and things like that. But I think you have to keep up with the changing landscape and the changing pace so that you can have the skills that people who are rapping now have, because otherwise you would have said light bulb and I would have been like, okay, in the 80s show we know light bulbs are great because light bulbs glow, I'm a rapper from the past. Yeah, and that's exactly how it all sounds.
Where's the crown?
Yeah, which is exactly, it's great, but it's not of now.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go on stage and be this kind of, I'm a rapping man and it's what I do.
Yeah. That would kind of fit the persona and what would, my people might expect.
It feels disingenuous, and I never want to feel like I'm mocking the music that I care about. I don't want it to feel like I'm parodying anything, because I think that is disrespectful. I want to come on and be like, look, I want to be a rapper. I wish I was a rapper. I don't think I have anything of value to talk about writing it down, so I'm going to come on and use my rap ability to do this in a kind of entertainment arena. And, you know, hopefully it's clever and it's funny and it's impressive, because I think that's what I try and do with all my work. And I'm very fortunate that this is such an improvisational skill that really does thrill, because it's gone under the radar, because it doesn't translate on TV. Like, you go on Britain's Got Talent and freestyle rap and it will just look shit on camera. I keep telling them whenever they try and ask me to do it. One year, when I've exhausted all possibilities. Also, I think it'd be much funnier when I'm 60 and I'm like, hello there, I'm a rapper, I'll do the rap for you. And they're like, rap, what's that, granddad? It was a music before Donald Trump banned it.
You obviously got a genuine like respect and appreciation for all of what you're doing, and yeah, it was everybody was so into it today. Where after here? Because you're not always in the UK, are you? Where are you next?
Not always in the UK, but I will be at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe for my 10th year, 11th year maybe, doing a show called Chris Turner, What a Time to Be Alive, which is it's all through August, and that is about my recent move to the United States of America. As if we have to clarify that, like, oh, the United States of Belize, I've heard of those. And I had a taxi driver who was from Belize, and he was like, you've probably heard of us, our queen is your queen. And I was like, no, our queen is your queen, Belize. And then I realized how I feel when all Americans talk about my country, and I'm like, you don't know anything about us either, we used to own you. So I'm there, I'm doing that, I'm doing a sketch show as well called Cat FM, which is a sketch comedy show by cats, for cats, no actual cats in it, don't get mistaken, like several people did on tour in Australia. But that's a fun show. I do tons of stuff. Look online, Chris Turner comedy, Chris Turner comedian, give it a Google.
Your Twitter name, which is
it's Chris PJ Turner. The PJ stands for Peter Joseph, because those are my names.
Well, do a search, because I spotted some Chris JP Turners out there.
What?
Yeah.
Chris Justice of the Peace Turner?
Yeah.
He needs to step back.
I spotted that and I thought, oh, should I correct that lady? I'm sure you've got a search automated delivering all those conversations.
I don't. I have a small sweatshop of people who do it for me.
Well, thanks so much for making and all being actually one of the highlights of Thinking Digital 2017, the 10th year. And yeah, have a great time on the road.
Thank you very much. Now I must return to surveying the horizon.
Don't mock my dictionary.